stop out for Men's Night at Dillon Brothers Harley-Davidson at 174th and Maple on Thursday, March 23rd from 5 to 9 p.m. Good food, cold drinks, cool prizes, and more. Visit Dillon-Brothers.com for all the details.
Trying to track down Brian Munson here, get a little recruiting update. We'll try and get him shortly here. So I just tweeted out, doing my Big Ten trends, going through each team, telling you whether I think they're trending up, flat, or down. You can go join in the conversation. The teams that I see that are trending up are Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, and Wisconsin. Trending flat, I see Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota, Northwestern, and Maryland. And trending down, I see Purdue, Illinois, Rutgers, Indiana, and Michigan State. I tweeted it out. Follow me on Twitter, at Nick Baugh. Go tell me where I'm right, where I'm wrong, and give me where you think teams are trending. We'll maybe grab Munson here in a little bit. So one of the things that is was interesting that I'll give you my take on here in a little bit was the fact that Buki was wearing a Florida hat in a photo shoot for Rivals and the IMG Academy. It's one of those things you go, and you think about what that could mean. And I'll give you my take on it a little bit, but we'll get this guy's take here in a little bit. But let's fire up the open.
No sleep till!
Recruiting never sleeps.
Yes, sir! Let's bring him in, Brian Munson.
Is this kid going to end up in Lincoln to next year wondering if he's going to play?
And neither does Brian Munson.
Brian Munson, Rivals.com.
Nebraska's looking for those bigger guys that can put on the island, play some bump and run, get physical, and really knock those guys off the route.
Mr. Munson!
He's a guy that, to me, I felt like he could have played both sides of the football.
Brian Munson, Rivals.com, HuskerOnline.com.
He had to really work to get back on Nebraska's radar, and his persistence has really paid off.
Now here's a Husker recruiting update from Brian Munson on Game Time.
We're rocking and rolling already, man.
Certainly no shortage of things to talk about on a variety of fronts. Brian Munson joins us every Thursday. B. Munson, how are things?
What's up, buddy? I'm doing well, man.
I guess I want to start with what circulated on Twitter yesterday was a certain photograph of a certain high-profile recruit named Buki not wearing a Nebraska hat, but wearing a Florida hat. What are people to make? Is it little deal, no deal, no big deal at all? Like, what's your read on it?
You know, I guess I'll kind of answer the question the same way I've answered the question about Joshua Moore and what he was talking about before with taking additional official visits. Maybe it was to LSU with a relative that was transferring or whatever. I think Nebraska fans have to come to the realization that the players that they are getting now in these recruiting classes under Mike Riley are highly coveted players. The recruiting attention that they're getting from other universities is not going to go away with their verbal commitment to Nebraska. That being said, with Buki, I mean, he's on the record as of having said probably as of like late last year that Iowa was his favorite team. That was his favorite school. And I think that probably a lot of people would attribute that to, you know, to him saying that probably some months after probably giving a silent verbal to Nebraska. I don't think Nebraska fans have a lot to fear here. I mean, I saw Keyshawn Johnson Jr. and Joshua Moore's responses there on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I think obviously this is a guy that, you know, may have some connections with the Florida quarterback commitment that they recently picked up, but I don't think in the long run that Nebraska fans have a lot to worry about here. I think Nebraska needs to relax a little bit. Probably kid having a little bit of fun. You know, Joshua Moore didn't exactly come out and do the most politically correct thing. You know, he kind of clowned on A&M a little bit when it came to his commitment. And I think that's something that Nebraska is just going to have to, go ahead and accept a little bit when it comes to this group of players. And I think in the day and age, it's just kind of what's kind of going
to
happen.
Brian, if we have to get all sweaty and paranoid, just hypothetically, what team out there would maybe pose the biggest threat to maybe swoop in and make Buki think a little bit?
Well, I do think Florida is interesting because obviously he has gone on the record as saying that, you know, as as late as probably like late last year, they were his top. They were his top choice. Mm-hmm. You know, they got Matt Corral now. I think if that was something that he wanted to go ahead and stay put with where he was at in Florida, that would make sense. I think there's a lot of things, you know, even besides like, you know, Keyshawn Johnson Jr. no longer being there at Nebraska, to where, you know, there's a long list, you know, between Jebbia and Lindsey and all the rest of the guys at Nebraska, to where he's going to stay in Nebraska. But maybe another team that potentially could come up would be like a UCLA, you know, that comes back up, because obviously they got a Darnay Holmes, you know, that's out there. It is close to home, but that's something that he decides he has to go back on and change his views on his commitment and his values, you know, his conviction around it, whether he was leaving home to go rebuild a one story, you know, tradition rich program, like he was saying with Nebraska, and trying to get him back to the promised land. And now he wants to go to stay at Westwood. I think that may be another school that potentially could come up, you know, or like even like a USC.
Brian Munson, Rivals.com, HuskerOnline.com. The other thing I saw interesting on Twitter yesterday was, someone with Rivals tweeted out of the Rivals.com database all of the Power 5 schools just offer numbers by team. Iowa State led in 2018, is leading the class of 2018 with offers with 388 total offers. The fewest is Stanford with 32. Nebraska is kind of right in the middle at 188 offers out there to kids in the class of 2018. I guess, what's your take with how, you know, help me make sense of that as a guy that isn't in that world? And I know there are a lot of variables with it from class to class, but what's your take with how teams handle the amount of total offers that they throw out there?
Well, I think the ends of the spectrum, you know, pretty much sell themselves. Obviously, Stanford, for example, they have the higher admission requirements. Mm-hmm. So you're having to go through a few more hurdles to go ahead and figure out, you know, which guys are going to get an offer, which guys are going to put themselves in a situation where they could potentially get enrolled at Stanford. So that's number one. To go the other end, and this is not dogging on Iowa State at all, which I think is a very good football program. That's a program right there where they're going to be spending a lot more time fishing, and they're looking to cast a wider net than a lot of other programs have to, because what you're doing there is you may go out there and say, look, we're going to offer every four-star or five-star kid according to whatever list is you want to go out there and do, and then we're going to go out there and turn over a couple stones ourselves and try to find the guys, you know, that we can go ahead and reasonably get. But we don't know what we don't know about four-star and five-star guys. We have to offer those guys to see if they're interested at all.
Right.
And probably at that 388, they're only going to be really considered by, you know, maybe a quarter of them, maybe it's as many as half, but I doubt it. I think that number is probably far fewer than that when it comes to those players that are actually going to pick up an Iowa State offer, and it's going to resonate something to where they say, hey, I got to get a closer look at Ames and see if that's somebody I want to go play for.
Brian Munson, Rivals.com, HuskerOnline.com. You know, so Big Ten Media Day's in the books. One of the things that was cool was Tanner Lee and some other guys, but it was really cool to hear Tanner Lee really, really ranted and raved about Tyjon Lindsey's speed. Just said, man, this guy can flat out run. And, you know, for guys to go out of their way to talk about something like that, that's pretty cool. I guess for you, the question is, who has a bigger impact next year? Tyjon Lindsey or J.D. Spielman, who we saw have a pretty big spring game?
You know, that's interesting, because I think the one variable there that that you don't kind of know where it's at yet is still DeMorne Personnel. So if DeMorne Personnel is playing a factor in still taking reps away, or still being that guy in punt returns and kick returns, you know, and I think really more it was a punt return situation, because I think Trey Bryant and a couple other guys were switching out at kick returns last year. If you're still talking about that, or you're limiting at least the amount of punt return opportunities to a Tyjon Lindsey, I think it honestly, I think I still would say Tyjon Lindsey, because I just see him as being a little bit more dynamic, even though I will say this, Spielman was a guy that I often said on your show, I considered him to be a poor man's DPE. And that's an unfair title, because I felt like in the spring game, he really proved me wrong. I felt like athletically, he was a little bit better, a little bit more talented than what I gave him originally credit for out of high school. I felt like he really had a great coming out party in the spring game, And obviously there's a lot of expectations there for him. But I would still lean slightly to Tyjon Lindsey. I think that him being a dynamic playmaker is just unparalleled, I think, to many players on the team.
Give me we talk about Tyjon Lindsey. We were talking about Keyshawn Johnson Jr., but also McQuitty coming in. Give me a player comparison for the type of receiver that you see him at Nebraska. Like, what is he, a Quincy Enunwa? Is he a Kenny Bell? Like, what do you see with McQuitty?
You know, I think Kenny Bell is interesting. I think a cross between a Kenny Bell and a, because I don't want to sit here and say that Kenny Bell didn't make huge catches. He did. I mean, yeah. I remember the one-handed catch against, was it Illinois?
I think it was Illinois. Maryland. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that catch. Obviously I remember the peelback block against Wisconsin. That guy was a huge playmaker, but I think I would probably tell you that I would refer to him more as a cross between Kenny Bell and maybe even like a Stanley Morgan Jr. I think he has the ability to play bigger. I think he has that ability to go ahead and say, look, we're going to run you as the X this game or on this play or whatever. But I think also he has that ability to move inside, play some slot, create some mismatches. And I think he has the quickness, and I think he has a nice combination of size to kind of go along with that. So I would say there maybe isn't a guy I can necessarily kind of say it's one-to-one, but I would say maybe between Kenny Bell and Stanley Morgan Jr., that might be a nice little comparison.
Brian Munson, Rivals.com, Husker Online. Real quick, so, you know, the Cleveland.com does their kind of unofficial, official preseason Big Ten poll that they put out for Big Ten Media Days, and Nebraska's picked to finish third in the West. You think that's about right, all things considered, in terms of just the reality of there are a lot of question marks on both sides of the ball for Nebraska?
I do. I mean, I even look at like the schedule myself, and I go down it, and I kind of find myself scratching my head a little bit, and can kind of see some games being more 50-50, kind of coin tosses than I want to. And I think that some of those things are good, and some like a trip out to Oregon, for example, and some of those things are bad. You know, like a game against Northwestern. You just don't know yet quite what this package is going to look like when it comes to a Tanner Lee under center, how they're going to replace the receivers on offense, whether the offensive line is going to gel, how that 3-4 is going to look, how do you step up without a Chris Jones? There are a lot of questions still about this team. I don't think anybody's denying that the potential is there, because I think there are some teams they could have slid even in front of Nebraska to say, in fairness, you could predict this team is going to finish better than Nebraska in the West. But I think all in all, that's kind of one of those things like, look, you could be as high as one. You could be as low as four or five even potentially, too, if things don't go the way that you want them to.
Brian Munson, Rivals.com. We'll get you out of here on this one, Brian. Anything on the recruiting front? It can be kind of quiet right now as people are kind of turning the page for the actual season and all those sorts of things. Anything new on the recruiting trail that we need to know about?
You know, not a lot. Yeah. Obviously, Joshua Moore came out and said he was 1,000% committed to Nebraska. I know a lot of people were uncertain about that, and that was even on the heels of me going down to see him in Yoakum, where he had mentioned nothing to me at all about taking any official visits to any other schools. Nebraska did host a 2019 linebacker from Colorado earlier this week, and Ethan Zemla. Zemla stood out to Trent Bray while he was up there scouting around during the spring semester. This will be an interesting guy to kind of keep an eye on. He's a 6'3", 210 guy. He's kind of that prototypical, 3-4 outside linebacker guy I think the Nebraska is looking for, that's that 6'3", 6'4", and can really run. So no offer yet for him, but he is one guy that came in. And I kind of expect things to be shutting down now, kind of looking at when the coaches will get back in the office and really get back to start working towards the season.
Brian Munson, Rivals.com, HuskerOnline.com. Good stuff, B. Munson. Appreciate you being flexible today.
All right, guys. We'll see
you. You got it. Brian Munson joins us every Thursday, gives us a little recruiting update on a variety of topics there. Kevin Kugler, 1230. Doug LaMaurice of Cleveland.com. Talk a little Big Ten football in the 1 o'clock hour. But let's take a break, and we come back. If you're ready, Corey, if you are ready to rock,
ready,
we'll get our three and out game ready. Right to ready. Wrap up the 11 o'clock hour when we come back.